How do you structure a wholesale real estate, I guess?
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
How do you structure a wholesale real estate, I guess, deal? How do you structure it, right? So you approached a homeowner, or better yet, it's actually better when they approach you because the conversation is different, okay? That's why I only teach attraction marketing, okay, in all of this. Anything that involves you proactively reaching out to homeowners that haven't said they want to sell, right? Or haven't shown that they want to sell at any point, anything like that, I shy away from it because it's not worth my time. Based on the fact that I know better things to do with my time, right? Like attracting them, like setting up ads, like setting up Facebook, Instagram ads that actually attract them to me, right? So now once you set all that up, once you get through stage one, stage two, stage three, right? Once you get through stage four, you have a contract in place and you have to dispose the contract, right? You have to sell the rights to the contract, right? So you can close the deal, right? Once you get through all of that, then the question comes up, how do you structure that deal? How do you get paid, right? So there's something called a HUD-1 statement. A HUD-1 statement, there's another type of statement that they use out there, but I'm more familiar with the HUD-1. HUD-1 basically shows where all the money is going, right? So we're talking about even as everything down to shipping fee. We're talking about everything down to document fees, title company fees, right? Origination fees if there's a loan involved, right? All those kind of stuff, like the money that goes to appraisers and stuff like that, like earnest money deposits, did all that money, basically the balance sheet of a real estate transaction, you'll see it on what they call a HUD-1 statement, HUD-1 statement, okay? And on the HUD-1, ideally, your money will kind of show on there as well, right? But the thing is that a wholesaler, right? You're not really considered by a lot of professionals in real estate. You're not really considered official, right? So some title companies will say, no, but we can. What is that? Real estate wholesaling fee for what? For finding the deal finder's fee? There are still many people that are stuck in 1960 that will still say that. And they are title companies, by the way. So the structure, how you structure that deal becomes a question, right? There are a couple of ways that these deals are structured. First one is called assignment fee, right? So if how much you're making is less than, the last time I checked, if it's less than $15,000, which is a good payday, of course, right? Like a hard money lender is okay for you showing the fee on them. But if it's anything more than, once you start going past $12,000, they'll start looking at it like, okay, why are you making $12,000? For doing what? Are you an agent? You're not an agent. Why are you making $12,000? Well, sorry, you can't make more than $10,000, and they can limit your money like that, right? So, but some of them will actually say, no, we're not paying a wholesaler. This is not a deal. Just shut it down, right? that can actually happen, right? But the way, so that's one way, assignment by just assigning the deal. You assign the contract to an end buyer and that person pays you. So that's, you can get away with that by showing your money as assignment fee if it's less than $15,000, okay? They like it to be below $10,000. But if you're gonna make average of $25,000 per deal, like I do, right? Then you need what they call a double escrow or double closing. Basically what that means is two transactions. So you buy it first, then the second person buys it from you on the same day, right? Back in the days, when I say back in the days, I'm talking about before the market crash in 2008, you could use the money at the very end to fund the whole deal. After all, everyone is getting paid from the same deal, right? But this time and age, a lot of people are frowning at that. You can't use the same money to fund two deals, right? So then they have something called transactional funding these days, right? Transactional fundings are everywhere. Just Google transactional funding and it comes right up. If you have a deal and the end buyer is already ready to go, and you have a seller who is willing, you have a contract, that the transactional funding people will bring the money for the second, for the first transaction, right? They bring you, they bring cash. They charge anywhere from 1 point, which means 1% to 3%. What that means is that for every $100,000 they bring to the table, they expect that they will charge you a fee of $1,000 or $3,000 that will come out of your profit, basically. So if you're making good $25,000, $30,000, it costs you nothing to pay a transaction of funding. It costs you nothing to pay them $1,000, $3,000. It costs you nothing. It's a good payday, but it keeps everything legal. Okay, so that's double escrow, double closing. The third one is not very popular, which is basically LLC transfer. So you use an LLC to purchase the first part of the contract, and to purchase the property. The LLC purchases the contract. You own the LLC, but you sell the LLC to the end buyer. So, and you charge a fee for selling the LLC. So LLC is a company. It's a corporate structure for a company. The company owns the property, right? You own the property, and you just sell the LLC, and all the properties that comes with that LLC will go to the end buyer. So that's the third way that I know. Now, there are many other structures out there. I'm just letting you know that the most basic one is assignment fee, where you can make $15,000 or less. It's still a nice payday. This is something that you don't ever want to worry about until you actually have a deal on the table. Lock in the contract. You may say, but Ola, I don't want to write the contract in the wrong way. I'll tell you right now, after all those years, I don't think there's a contract that I didn't have to put an addendum on. Right? So meaning I have to actually correct the contract. Something is wrong. Something is off. We like the name to be this way. We like the address to be a little bit different. There's always something with the contract, okay? And it can always be fixed on or before closing. Okay, so don't get stuck on a contract. Could it be written wrong? I used the wrong contract. Really, the only prerequisite for this is a motivated seller. If you have a seller who is willing and able to sell your property, that's the only prerequisite. Everything can be wrong. You can do everything else wrong. You can't do that part wrong. You can't spend your time with a non-motivated seller, okay? Because basically, if you spend your time with a non-motivated seller, what's going to happen is that they're still, if you beg them to do the next step, you have to beg them to do the next step, and then you have to beg them to do the next step. You're just going to frustrate yourself, okay? Then you end up frustrating yourself. So don't put yourself in that position. Just keep it simple. You're looking for motivated sellers. You're marketing for motivated sellers, and you want to do that profitably. You want to do that cost effectively. You want to do that in a way that you don't lose your shirt, right? And that's something we teach here. So we teach you how to do this more effectively. A lot of people are losing their shirt trying to market traditionally doing wholesale. It's a very expensive thing to do these days because there's so many people coming to the game. So you have to hack the game. You have to learn how to hack the game with attraction marketing, okay? Building a brand, building a list monetization, okay? You have to learn how to do those things, okay? If that's something that you're interested in, come on inside, make sure you're a premium member. MyEmpirePro.com is where you wanna be at. Make sure you're a premium member, and then you have access to Facebook marketing. You have access to flipping houses nationwide. And then you'll be able to build this business in a more efficient manner without losing your shirt. That's actually very important. A lot of people are wasting money, resources, doing it the wrong way. So hopefully you'll be enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.